At a military barracks in Bangui, former rebels and their families sit in the afternoon sun. They sit and they wait. 4 years ago, these men were members of the Seleka, the former coalition of largely Muslim rebels that briefly took control of the country in a coup back in March 2013. Now they've agreed to put down their weapons and participate in a government-run disarmament, demobilisation and reintegration programme, known as DDR. Ferdinand Ungeri Omin, General Secretary of the camp, explains why.
The DDR process allows both groups that were fighting to sit down together, rebuild the country and make peace so that we can move forward.
But the first DDR meeting between the government and rebels only took place last October. 2 months earlier, seven vehicles carrying impatient ex-Seleka fighters left their barracks in Bangui for rebel-controlled areas in the country's interior. They were tired of waiting. A separate scheme run by MINUSCA, the UN mission here, offers food, training and paid work. But the rebels aren't interested in any of the work on offer. Instead, their commander, Jeffrey Bowram, says they want to join the National Army.
MINUSCA come here, but they never talk about our integration into the army. They always talk about community reintegration.
The last thing the new government wants, however, is a national army full of former rebels with scores to settle. Perhaps sensing this, some of the strongest rebel groups in the country are refusing to participate in the DDR and UN programs altogether. With the International Criminal Court active in Car, and a special criminal court planned for the near future, fear of prosecution provides another significant disincentive for disarming, says Judiciel Moganazu, spokesperson for one faction of a Christian anti-Balaka militia.
Because if someone knows today that if he puts down his weapons, he'll be prosecuted in the future, he'll refuse.
Philip Burnham is the director of the International African Institute in London, and says rebels also tend to see the program as little more than a cash cow.
Anybody that turns up with a gun and says, I'm disarming, they then will give them payments. This is a way for them to extract resources from the international system without really having a functional outcome in terms of an effective reintegration of these people into the government or state.
For now, at least, the ex-rebels at RDOT appear reasonably optimistic. How long that'll last, however, remains to be seen. As things stand, the former rebels have no money, no clean drinking water, and their children are not allowed to attend school. Conditions at the barracks are so bad, in fact, that six men have died in the past 2 years from disease. In the past, the group has taken to the streets to protest, but in the middle of the camp, an ex-rebel in light camo stands beside a mobile container where the group's weapons are stored under lock and key. With previous DDR schemes in Car having failed and the present one making slow progress, who knows how long the weapons will stay out of reach. For RFI, this is Philip Kleinfeld in Bangui. Come down.